Hello everyone, this is Gwen. 欢迎来到每天都会更新的每日早读。A little life at every day, you will make a big difference.
Tell me what you want. Cause baby, we can get it for ya.
今天早读首先我们来用英音读一下。If you guys are dealing with anything that's just too hard to handle, or doesn't seem to make much sense, get a new perspective. 慢速读一下。If you guys are dealing with anything that's just too hard to handle or doesn't seem to make much sense, get a new perspective. 美音版 If you guys are dealing with anything that's just too hard to handle or doesn't seem to make much sense, get a new perspective. If you guys are dealing with anything that's just too hard to handle or doesn't seem to make much sense,Get a new perspective.
首先呢，我们来讲解一下这句话英音的语音点，之后是美音。If you guys are dealing, guys 和 are 连读成 guys, guys, are 弱读成 a. If you guys are dealing with, dealing 这个词我们注意长元音 e, dealing, dealing. If you guys are dealing with anything, with 和 anything 连读成 with anything. 注意 th 要咬舌，读成浊辅音的 v, v. With anything, with anything.If you guys are dealing with anything that's just that's 弱读 that's just too hard, just 特省读 too hard to handle, hard 这个的也省掉那所以说这里面读成 that's just too hard to handle, that's just too hard to handle 那这里有一个 handle 这个词 handle, 的了的音素组合应该读成一个舌边爆破音大家可能会把它读成 handle, 读成了抖这样的音是一个中式读法是不对的我们注意这里面应该是 handle, handle, 其实舌边爆破音是包含在舌侧音里面的仍然是舌尖要抵住上齿音形成一个舌侧音的感觉。我们摆好这个舌侧音的姿势之后去发一个的的发音。那当然我们在发的的时候是要爆破下来的也就是舌尖是要从这个上齿音部分弹下来形成的的发音。这时候就要求大家舌尖一定要抵住上齿音不要动不要弹下来之后用舌尖后面的那个小部分去弹硬腭的部分去形成一个假的的的发音相当于的和了这两个音素就同时发生了大家一定不要先读了的再去发舌侧音 handle handle 也是不对的应该的和了这两个音素同时发生怎么读呢 handle 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 that's just too hard to handle handle 我在读这个单词的时候舌尖一直是在抵住上齿音没有弹下来好我们再来读一下前半句If you guys are dealing with anything that's just too hard to handle, 后面 or doesn't seem to make much sense, doesn't, 鼻音的 t 省掉 doesn't seem to make much sense, to, 弱读成 t, make much sense, make, 尾部的这个 k, 我们都不完全爆破 make much sense, 不要读成 make much sense, make much sense, make much sense, 后面 get a new perspective, 连读 get a new perspective, 好我们再来读一下英音版If you guys are dealing with anything that's just too hard to handle or doesn't seem to make much sense, get a new perspective. 下面我们做美音的讲解。
If you guys are dealing with anything, 这里面的 are 需要做 er 这样的卷舌音和前面的 guys 连读成 geyser, geyser. If you guys are dealing with anything, 这里面的 dealing 要舌侧音读两遍 deal 和 ling, dealing.相当于是把 deal 这个单词发完整之后再去加一个 ling 的发音就可以了 dealing dealing if you guys are dealing with anything with 和 anything 连读成 with anything 后面 that's just too hard to handle that's just too hard to handle 这里面 t 和 d 省读 just too hard to handle
美音呢我们注意这个词的这个舌边爆破音和英音的发法有一些不一样美音的发法呢是舌尖轻轻的去弹一下硬腭的部分之后一弹而过
handle handle
而不是 handle handle 我们注意是一弹而过而不是抵住好这句话我们再来读一下
If you guys are dealing with anything that's just too hard to handle 后面 or doesn't seem to make much sense doesn't 尾部的特省读 doesn't seem to make much sense 后面 get a new perspective get 和 a 连读成 get aget a 同样是一个半浊音的我们发现美音的这个半浊音的都是舌尖在硬腭的部分一弹而过不要停留的太多、啊、只有舌尖那个小小的部分一弹而过 get a new perspective get a new perspective
好，这句话我们再用美音来读一下。If you guys are dealing with anything that's just too hard to handle or doesn't seem to make much sense, get a new perspective. 那我们来看这句话是什么意思呢？ If you guys are dealing with anything, 如果你们在处理的事情 too hard to handle, 实在太棘手了 or doesn't seem to make much sense, 或者是这件事情怎么走都走不通 get a new perspective. 那这个时候呢，就需要换一个角度去思考问题了。那我们来看这句话里面有一个用法是 make sense。Make sense 的意思就是讲得通、有意义或者是言之有理。比如说，他为什么要这么做呢？这样做根本没有意义呀。Why did she do a thing like that? Doesn't seem to make much sense. 那如果说某个人做什么事情有意义的话呢，就可以说 It makes sense for somebody to do something. 做什么事情对某人有意义。比如说呢，让家长加入讨论是很有意义的事情。It would make sense for the parents to be involved in this discussion. 那它还有一个用法就是 make some sense of something. 明白什么事情，尤其是遇到的这个事情是很棘手、很复杂或者很困难的。比如说 Can you make any sense of this article? 你能够弄明白这个文章讲的是什么吗？下面我们来看 perspective 这个单词。这个词是一个名词，表示视角啊，或者是看法。比如说他父亲的死给了他一个全新的看待生命的视角。His father's death gave him a whole new perspective on life. 那我们再来看一个用法，就是 in perspective 或者是 out of perspective. 那 in perspective 的意思就是不夸张、不夸大，而 out of perspective 就是夸张或者是不恰当的说。比如说，我们说他观察事物很正确，就可以说 he sees things in a right perspective. 比如说处事极为适当，就可以说 get things badly out of perspective. 那还有一个用法呢，就是 from somebody's perspective.就是用谁的视角来写或者是说。比如说呢，这部小说是用儿童视角来写的。This novel is written from a child's perspective. 今天的活学活用呢，我们就需要用到 perspective, 视角这个单词来造个句子。那今天这个句子呢，就是我们应该用国际的视角来看待问题。好，今天早读我们再来读一下，首先是英音版。If you guys are dealing with anything that's just too hard to handle, or doesn't seem to make much sense,Get a new perspective. 美音版 If you guys are dealing with anything that's just too hard to handle or doesn't seem to make much sense, get a new perspective. 今天早读就是这样了。Have a nice day. See you tomorrow. Let me be your pleasure. We're better together. Let me be your. Let me be your.